Paul Farmer, the Duke graduate I admire the most. I think most of you know him. He's a doctor and a global health innovator. He spends his time between Boston, Haiti, and Rwanda. He's now trying to fix or completely change the Rwandan health system. I first met Paul in 2003. I went to travel to his clinic in Cange, Haiti. And what struck me about that visit was, first of all, it took us so long to get the 100 yards from the vehicle to his clinic. And the reason for that was that Paul introduced me to every single person along the way. Every single person. And he introduced them by first and last name. He told me something about their family. He asked them about their lives. And when we arrived at the clinic, on the outside, there was this beautiful little trellis with morning glory growing on it. And when I asked Paul about it, he said, "Oh, I built that myself. I built it because I wanted the people here to see the beauty in the world that I see. And I also wanted them to have a little bit of shade in the sun while they wait to go in the clinic." The very next day, I traveled to another clinic in Haiti. It was in Port-au-Prince. It was set up for the same reasons as Paul, to give great health care to the people of Haiti. The doctors there went for all the right reasons, but I noticed something very different in that clinic. The doctors thought of themselves as healthcare providers, and they thought of the Haitians as recipients. And consequently, even though healthcare was good, quality healthcare was going on there, there was a lot of resentment in that clinic between both patients and doctors. And experiencing those two clinics one day right after the other taught me something.